Welcome to this podcast about the Coquille River Estuary and Bandon in Oregon. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Coquille River, located in the Coast Range near Bandon, drains a watershed of 37,760 acres and flows to the Pacific Ocean, approximately 20 miles north of Cape Blanco, Oregon. The Coquille River is situated between the Coos River to the north and the Rogue River to the south. The river is around 36 miles long and is formed by the confluence of the North Fork, which is about 53 miles long, and the South Fork, which is about 63 miles long. The tidal influence extends 41 miles upriver from the mouth, leading to saltwater intrusion that hinders conventional farming. Tide gates and levees are widely used in Washington, Oregon, and California to drain salt marshes along coastal estuaries for agriculture and other developments. However, salt marshes play a vital role as habitats for juvenile fish and wildlife, prompting restoration efforts in communities like Bandon to reclaim these valuable areas. Along the Pacific Northwest coast, wild salmon populations continue to decline. In rivers such as the Coquille, nearly 95% of prime salmon spawning and rearing waters have been lost. As a result, the region has seen a significant reduction in estuarine habitat, contributing to the decline in salmon populations. Efforts to restore these critical environments are crucial for reversing this trend and supporting both ecological balance and local economies. A unique partnership among federal, state, tribal, and local agencies, the agriculture industry, and the environmental community collaborated on a mutually beneficial habitat restoration project to support salmon recovery in the Coquille River estuary. The project involved installing new tide gates and developing 8 miles of tidal channels and 1,728 acres of habitat for coho salmon. This arrangement allows for agricultural use in the summer and fish and wildlife access in the winter. This collaboration between natural resource entities and agricultural landowners demonstrates that both interests can benefit from strategically planned projects. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.